In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The lawyer asked Jesus, "What must I do in order to have eternal life?" Had the lawyer not brought up the law, had he not tried to make a distinction between those who might be his neighbors and those who might not be his neighbors, had he been willing to go and do as he had described when he gave the fullness of the law exactly as Jesus would have given it himself, he would not have revealed his reliance on himself. The fact is that we do not have the capacity to do separately from God what needs to be done as we live the life of our salvation. So the law won't work because the law just describes what we have to do. It was given after human beings had lost the capacity to act in harmony, in synergy, in cooperation with God. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve able to act in harmony with Him. Whatever work they did was a good work because it was done in cooperation, in synergy with God. But Adam and Eve made the work that human beings do about the world and about themselves. They were tempted to try to become like God by eating the fruit of a tree created by God. And the fact of the matter is that by doing that, they lost what they already had. The ability for every work done in the garden to be a work in harmony between themselves and God. That's what was lost. There is something that St. Paul says that is an incredibly meaningful thing to have said. He says that we are to walk as Christians in the good works that God prepared beforehand. The living of our lives, the good works that we do, are meant to be not dead works, not works that we do alone, separate from God, but living works. Works that are alive with our faith in Christ. That means our faith that we can act in synergy and harmony with God. It takes an ascetic effort. Whenever we're not simply acting from ourselves in a way that costs us no sacrifice and has no difficulty about it, we're simply doing it. But oftentimes, in order to do what needs to be done, it takes an ascetic effort. We can't simply do it ourselves, just naturally. We have to disobey the will of our own flesh and act in harmony with God, walking in works already created by God. When Christ comes, He fulfills all that we had lost in the beginning. He Himself, as someone who is both fully God and at the same time fully one of us. When He acts where our humanity is in harmony with God. Just as Adam and Eve were meant to continue to do. Just as all of us are meant to do as Christians. If we are going to have eternal life, if we are going to inherit eternal life, we have to follow Christ. The only way to follow Christ is to walk in the works that He has already created before us. In Him, our humanity is recreated. We are recreated by baptism. We are baptized into His life. And it is possible now for us to act in harmony with God, the Father, through our humanity fulfilled in Christ. And so there are two ways that St. Paul means that God created good works for us to walk in them. They were created in the beginning as the meaning of what it is to be a human being. To be a human being is to act in the world with good, divine, and holy works. Not works that are simply coming from ourselves and our capacity, but works that are the living of our communion with God in the world. And the second meaning has to do with the way that Christ has fulfilled that human calling, so that we are able to act fully as human beings by acting in harmony with Him. When we think of the Good Samaritan, sometimes we think of someone who just happens to be soft-hearted. Jesus is giving the Good Samaritan as an example to the lawyer, who is hard-hearted. Who is your neighbor? Who is the one that you ought to be united with in compassion? If our treating others as good neighbors, as brothers and sisters, are simply actions that come from ourselves and don't involve God, then we are not walking in the actions that God has prepared beforehand. We're not walking in harmony with God the Father through Christ, through our fulfilled humanity in Him. In order to be able to do that, we have to rebel against the will to obey the law of the flesh, our habits and inclinations to do something other than what is good. Who is to say about the Good Samaritan whether he simply is a soft-hearted man who can't walk by and see suffering and not do something about it? Christ is offering him as an example to us. Is he someone who would, just like the priest and the Levite, would just as soon walk by but sees the man and rejects his inclination to walk by, makes the man his neighbor, and does the thing that he does? This is the kind of behavior that Christ is recommending in order for us to walk along with Christ, in order to unite our works to His good work and not simply act from ourselves. We have to recognize that compassion is not simply an emotion. It's not simply a feeling. Hard-heartedness is not simply some kind of rejection of being emotionally soft. Hard-heartedness is an act of will. It's following along with the law of the flesh that puts ourselves first and everyone else second. In order to be truly compassionate, with a divine compassion like that of God Himself, we have to reject this law of the flesh and choose to unite our will with God's will. It's not about emotion. It's not about feeling. Jesus isn't telling us, feel the emotion of compassion toward others. Feel the emotion of love toward others. He is telling us to do something with our will that we have the capacity to do. To reject the domination by our fleshly will. We know this is possible because we believe in Christ. We believe in the fact that it is possible for us to act along with God. We see in Christ someone who is fully human, whose human will is completely and perfectly united with the divine will of God Himself. We believe in Him. We believe in that union of human and divine will. We believe that it is possible for us to act in synergy with God. And it is always our choice in moments of moral testing whether to follow the law of the flesh and the habits of the flesh, or to rebel against them and act in harmony with the divine will of God, the way our humanity and our will is united to His in Christ. We believe in that Christ. We believe that it is possible for us to live that life of salvation. There's always a choice. It's not inevitable that the law of the flesh is going to rule us. Because we are Christians, Christ died and made death subject to himself. Death is subject to us so long as we keep faith with Christ. And so acts of compassion are not simply based on the emotion or the feeling of some people, while the rest of us must say bad things about ourselves because we just don't have feelings like that. We are freed from the domination of those feelings that arise out of our domination by the flesh. St. Paul says we are recreated in the likeness of God as that likeness is fulfilled in Christ. We are a new creature and we are called to act in the good works that God has created beforehand. Fulfilled in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.